Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey, friends. Welcome to Spirit Connection. Doug Addison here, June 9th, 2021. You believe we're moving into June. I just released a prophetic word for the month of June, and it's on my website, which I'm going to go into more this week. But I also had a vision and want to release something over you. It's going to be a powerful time together. I'm excited for what God's doing. And you're going to want to just open your spirit up and get ready to receive. So, Lord, we pray that you would open things. The download of revelation is happening now. The prophetic word that I released for the month of June, that we're coming out of the valleys and we're into the refreshment. And the download of rain from heaven that's happening at this moment. Open our spirits to receive that in Jesus' name. Amen. Yeah, last week, actually, just the other day, I had a vision, and I saw the revelation happening right now. It's like a download. It looked like the rain code from the movie Matrix, but it was from the Lord. It was just revelation downloading into your spirit, bypassing your mind. That's the best you could have. That way the enemy doesn't get a hold of it, or you get hold of it too early. Then it comes back out when you need it. And so the Lord's doing something right now. I just released a prophetic word for the month of June, and you could actually check that out on my podcast, episode 183, prophetic word out of the valley and into refreshment. Really, this month is about the spirit of Elijah, but the Lord told me to talk about the valleys first, to get out of these valleys first, get into the refreshment. Then the spirit of Elijah is going to open up a little bit more. And I just want to recap it in case you didn't know. I released a lot of words, so I have to recap things to remind people for what's going on right now. But the Lord says this, is Jeremiah 31:13. I will turn their mourning into gladness. I will give them comfort instead of sorrow. This is the refreshment that's needed. It's to offset the heavy attacks of Satan right now. The Lord's going to release visitations and encounters. He's going to bring dreams and visions and deeper connections with the Father's heart. That's why the spirit of Elijah is coming, so we can get the healing of the wounds of the Father's heart, so that we can open up things. Refreshment is here, folks. Receive that. We're also coming out of the three valleys. The valley of tears mentioned in Psalm 84. The valley of the shadow of death, Psalm 23, and the valley of dry bones, that's Ezekiel 37. I go into a ministry time, last week in episode 183, you can check that out for the full word. But this week, I want to talk about the main part of the word, which I didn't title it this month, the spirit of Elijah, but that's what it is. We have to get out of those valleys first, but we also, at the same time, can prepare ourselves right now. Prepare for your visitation of the Lord. And I want to clarify on what it really means to bring healing to the wounded hearts, what it means about the spirit of Elijah, and how to get healed of the authority. That's what we're suffering worldwide. We're suffering from a misunderstanding of who the Father really is. And we can see that there's really wounds that's happened with authority and leadership, and we can see the Father as loving. That's what we need to do. And here's how you know what's going on here. I'm going to talk about this. Is people are walking around, adults walking around saying they have a wounded inner child. Or maybe they're a little girl, a little boy is wounded right now. Now, I'm not judging you. I've had to walk through that season myself. But in this session, I'm going to say, you know what? This is from the lack of the spirit of Elijah. And when he returns, I want to say, even in this session with you right now, we're going to go through some healing. But to understand the spirit of Elijah, it's in Luke 1:17, and it came before Jesus. Jesus came, but John the Baptist came first, prepared the way, and he will go before the Lord in the spirit and the power of Elijah to turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the disobedient to wisdom of righteousness, and make a people ready for the Lord. Now, notice the end of that. He says to prepare for the Lord. That's why this month I'm talking about preparing for your visitation of the Lord. That's part of the spirit of Elijah, is to get you ready for that. The power of the spirit of Elijah was released to John the Baptist, and it prepared the way for the Lord's first coming. And it's different today. I tell you, we're in a whole different place, but this is exciting, because when the Lord spoke this to me, I said, wow, I know that we're going to come into a greater level of revival, because we first have to get revival in our own hearts. I know that for a fact. I heard the Lord say this. You have to have personal revival before you can see it in your family or globally or anywhere else. So God is reviving us. He's reviving our souls right now so we can then help others. Personal revival in our own hearts. Again, we have to get this first. The Lord told me once, he goes, how can you expect to reach the world when you can't even be loving in your own family? You've got to walk with the Spirit of Christ in your own family, in your own house. That's what this is about. Then it will bring healing to the greater things. Now, the spirit of Elijah from Luke 1:17 is mentioned in Malachi 4. And it says basically this. It says, when we're not loving our children or the children of God, then a curse can come. And this needs to be broken. Malachi 4:6 is what was being quoted in Luke. He says, but then he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the hearts of the children to their fathers, lest I come and strike with a curse. Now, we need to bring this under the blood, because it's happened. Whenever we get divided from the Father's heart, we get a false understanding of the Father's heart. I believe today that we are operating, in some cases, under this curse. That's why we have adult people walking around with wounded childs in them. It's because we need to get healed of this. The Lord is releasing the spirit of Elijah that will turn the hearts of parents to children, but this is going to go way beyond. This is not about, you don't have to be a parent. This is releasing the ability to love. It's releasing the Father's heart healing to us as leaders, as parents, grandparents, as anybody. Because when you're dealing with children, as we're seeing right now, as evident of the attack of the enemy, we have adult children walking around confessing that they have a wounded heart as a child, and they're stuck in the past. We're going to bring alignment and get the Lord into that. We got to align ourselves for that. And so becoming a true loving parent, even if you're just a spiritual parent, is really, really important. This may help you to forgive people who've wounded you if you are not a parent, or if you are. This may help pastors and leaders. I hope you preach this message. This needs to get out there. 2 Corinthians 6:18, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord Almighty. Wow. He wants to be a father, but many people don't understand the true father. I've learned firsthand in my life. The Lord spoke this to me. Now, I had a wounded past. My father, he was in World War II. He was decorated. He was in Normandy. He was in D-Day. He was in D-Day, and he survived. And he had a wounded heart from that whole thing. You know, he came from a godly family, but he had a wounded heart. He had undiagnosed PTSD. And then he got electrocuted tragically when I was 10 years old. So I had a wounded heart with the father. And I had a misunderstanding of the father's love. And I had to learn firsthand, because I was doing what was done to me. My parents never abused me at all. But others did, in my family, my brother and others. But I tell you, I actually had to start doing this, because I thought what I was doing was okay to do to others. And I had to accept my own daughter. You got to understand how important this is. I kept trying to turn her to the Lord. I kept trying to turn her to the truth. I kept trying to get her, and it's not the heart of the Lord. You have to give people a process. The spirit of Elijah is when you turn your heart to theirs instead of trying to turn their hearts to us. I tell you, indeed, she's changing right now. And I had to do this a few years ago. I started accepting her, kind of like the father, the prodigal son. You know, you have to embrace them even if they haven't come home yet. And I had to enter into my entire relationships. I had to accept things that I didn't understand. You know, I just loved it. I told her, you know, I don't agree with you, but I'm going to love you. And that's a difference. Instead of just like putting this hard line up there and saying, you know, you're not coming under my roof, that type of thing. You do not want to cut people off from the vine. You are the vine, he's the branches. You know, you don't want to cut them off from the Lord. And I began to operate in my own staff. I had this, you know, it was biblical. Don't spare the rod type of thing. You know, I was doing it for your good type of thing. I didn't do any physical abuse, but you know what I mean? I had the same thing that was brought to me because I thought it was called tough love, you know, because I thought it was the right thing. I found out later that it's not, and I had to repent and go back and repent for things where I had actually hurt people. I wounded people's hearts. So release the Father's heart, 1 John 3:1. See what great love that the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. So when we're talking about the children, we're the children of God. And we're talking about the Father, 1 John 1:3, write that down. The lavished love that we could be true children of God, not under a law, not under the legalistic spirit. There's a false understanding of who God really is. The major attack, now you hear me talk about this a lot. People have been wounded by parents, pastors, those in authority. And so at the same time, we turn around and it is biblical, don't spare the rod type of thing. In the same way, we then turn around and do it to others. And I did a podcast last week. If you want to get into this, I'll go do the whole teaching and actually what the Lord released to me about this. It's episode 182 in Spirit Connection, and it's getting healed of tough love and zero tolerance. Spirit Connection 182. It's a powerful message. Tough love, zero tolerance is not what's needed. It might be biblical. If you're saying this, listen to me. If you're saying, I'm not candy coating it, you know, you think it's your calling right now to be this way, I'm not watering it down, you're not aligned for the new season. I will repeat, if you are using tough love, you are not aligned for the new season, for this generation is very wounded. And many of the people who are saying these things are wounded as well. So you got to know who God really is. Jesus said in Luke 11:11, which of your fathers asks for a fish would give a snake instead, an egg, and give a scorpion? He was trying to say, the Father is not mean. You don't have to do this. God's not out to harm you. He's not angry with you. He's not the angry voice in your head. That's a false Jesus in your head, or the false Father telling you that he's angry, that he's disappointed. God's not a negative and condemning, and he's loving to you. So we have to recognize those false voices. John 10:27, my sheep will listen to my voice. And there's a false voice out there right now that needs to get cleansed and turned around. And we get the false image of the Father because of bad experiences from leaders or people in authority somewhere. Something happened. There's also the characteristics of these. Let me just show you. They're unloving. They're harsh. They're judgmental. They're very angry and disappointed with you. I bind these things right now in Jesus' name. We're going to take authority over this. You become revengeful then, or maybe bad intentions toward others. This is unbiblical. God's character is relational. Notice he's called Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. There's portrays him as a father. We need relationship, interpersonal. And in 2 Corinthians 6:18, I will be a father to you, and you will be my sons and daughters, says the Lord. Wow, God is love. 1 John 4:8, God is love. Changing any negative things right now will allow you to align with that. The enemy is causing these things. The enemy is making you think it's God causing bad things. But God is not causing the pandemic. He is not causing cancer. He did not cause a little child to be wounded or something. That's the enemy. Blame it on the Lord, my goodness. And this is why so many people have the inner child wounding. Have you heard people talk about this? They have a little girl or a little boy that's wounded. I'm not judging you. I had to get healed myself of this. This is evidence of the lack of the spirit of Elijah. Many people have been wounded so badly that their child, this is where you're supposed to turn the hearts to the children. They're stunted and they're stuck in a place where they're an adult body, but they're in a child in their mentality or their soul. And we need to get healing of this. And we need to call you up to maturity like I did. I had to get out of that. I even stopped using that language and started getting integrated into this healing. And I'm not judging again. I'm just saying this is evidence that the Lord is moving right now. The Lord is releasing the heart of the Father. And as fathers, mothers, grandparents, older siblings, leaders, or anyone who's interacting with children of God, we need to become intentional right now about loving and understanding that God is not mad and that we are not under a legalistic authority. Authoritarian is not this season. God's healing the wounded child. It takes more than what I'm about to do right now. It's going to take a little bit more. That's why I'm doing an online workshop on this. I'll talk about just a little bit where we can walk you through. But I'm going to activate this right now. Wow. Lord, we humble ourselves, first of all, and ask that you would bring healing to the mess we are in the world where we've somehow gotten under that Malachi curse, where the Father's heart is messed up with our authorities, whoever did it, however it happened. We just confess right now. We need you, Lord. We need the healing. We humble ourselves right now to get healed. We ask you to release the power of the spirit of Elijah that would turn the hearts of the children to the Lord, the hearts of the children. We ask that you would heal the wounded hearts. Right now, we ask that you would bring a blessing. And I'm just going to do something right now that you'll need more of this, I'm sure, but I'm going to give you the blessing of the Father. The Lord says this to you. He is not angry with you. He's proud of you. All of you, no matter, even if you're a leader right now, the Lord says that, you know, most people would have probably given up with what you've walked through, but you have not backed down. The Lord sees you right now. He blesses you. He sees what happened to you when you were a child, what happened to those people. He sees all that you've struggled. He sees where you are right now, and he sees where you are going and your calling to get there. And he loves you. And he said, I love you, child. I'm proud of you, my son. I'm proud of you, my daughter. I'm proud of you. Do not back down. Do not give up. And now I call you into the integration of the age and maturity that you are. Actually, I call you up. Like Jesus, they said that he was a child beyond his years. I want to call you into integration. And then the journey we're going to go on starting this month is to go beyond your maturity. I call in the healing right now in the spirit of Elijah to prepare us for visitations in Jesus' name. Amen. Ooh. Yeah, I'm not judging anybody. I've had to walk through this stuff. I'm saying, you know, we're doing a special training on this. In fact, it's going to be happening on June 19th, is preparing for your visitation, releasing the spirit of Elijah, and understanding the power of Elijah is bringing healing to the wounded hearts, but also how to prepare for the other side of this, the encounters that are coming. And just go to DougAddison.com. It's the day before Father's Day. I know there's amazing encounters happening at Father's Day this year. And so it's DougAddison.com/visitation. Check that out right now. You'll want to be there. Also, a job opening we have at Enlight Connection. You'll want to check this out. It's a content writer, publishing specialist. That's one person in one. Go to DougAddison.com/jobs. I'm so excited for what God is doing. I want to release you into this new season and watch for God to move. Don't be discouraged. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.